Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is the Grim Rant Show. A little bit of a different situation this time, not really going to do any articles, just going to go over something. Okay, so guys, basically a lot of the people that you remember that used to be on my shows and stuff, now not everybody fucking just has a horrible opinion of me, but... Alright, so I talked about the drama in the server that I was in. I'm not actually going to mention, you know, the server itself, but a lot of those people, you know, they've been on the show and they've been friends and all that kind of thing. And basically, like, it seems like they couldn't accept... Well, alright, so some of them, to be very fair, were just doing jokes, you know, because they know I'm a degenerate and I post degenerate shit. However, it seemed that there was one guy in particular, because I went into the server, into the voice chat, and talked to, you know, two of the guys I've talked to and had on shows before for a long time. And basically, they said that this one guy, now he's an Arabic guy, you know, he's a young Arabic guy, he's from the Middle East, you know, of course he's, I think, attending college in somewhere in Europe, right? So, anyway, this guy, he is...
Did you know Osama bin Laden attended at Oxford, I believe?
Wow.
Yeah.
But anyway, he is, you know, he's Muslim, and I know that a lot of, especially not everybody, because I don't want to judge all Muslims under one thing, but this guy in particular was very, very against my degeneracy. Yes... We all know I'm the guy that played Maggot Bait, Starless, Euphoria, all those little Grindhouse-inspired games. And, of course, we did, you know, I like Grindhouse and I like hardcore hentai, right? But to some people, especially people that are raised in a certain way, you know, because my friend is Persian, and he's talked to me about that sort of thing, like what is permissible in his country over in Iran and what is permissible here. And he says when you go to that country, Iran, you can't do a lot of the things that you can't say a lot of the things you can't do, you know, it's just completely different. So if you're raised up in that culture, you know, you're going to have a very, very different look on things than maybe somebody that was raised in America, especially somebody that was born like me in the 80s. You know, when there was a lot more kind of grindhouse-type movies and things like that. Like, a lot of the movies that, you know, I've been checking out are from the 80s. They're from my time. They're from, you know, you have stuff like that in the 90s. A lot of that kind of died out over time. And when this young man was born, especially in his country, they probably didn't even have such thing as grindhouse. So, when you're looking at something that's very degenerate, like a game that's...
a goat house.
Like, that's inspired by grindhouse movies and things like that, it's going to come off very, very horrible. Especially for somebody that is, like a lot of these other guys, they're in an age right now, and my former writer on my website, he talked to me about this. He said, they're at an age now where they're completely... just dominated by outrage culture.
Yeah.
Where there's constant, look at this person doing this, look at this person doing that, look at this guy doing that, look at this person doing that. And it wasn't until another guy around about my age, you know, he understands a lot of the stuff a little better. And he says, look, man, so basically these are the same guys, but it's always been kind of a drama server. And I really didn't get it. And they're like, hey, they're looking for... like a lolcow, because they really don't have... A lolcow is basically someone on the internet that you make fun of for something that they've done. So, basically, you know, they didn't really have anybody. There wasn't really anything going on. They didn't have anybody to really poke fun of.
I think there are some nice Muslims, but some of the Muslim... religion is based off violence.
But it's not just him, though. We're not... He's the one that has just a deep-seated hatred for me because, of course, I am a degenerate. And in his view, I'm what you call a hardcore degenerate. Now, this guy has played an Arrowgate game. He absolutely has.
The Oxygen Channel, maybe the ID Channel?
He did play... One of the games that we had on here, actually. I can't remember the name of it.
It was something that would be considered degenerate.
To be fair, it's got some scenes, but it's not nothing that you'd consider hardcore degeneracy at all.
So he said you can be degenerate, but not a hardcore?
Not hardcore.
Well, he's trying to set the bar. He's trying to say, because it's not what I like, you can't do it. Well, guess what? We're in fucking America, and you can go suck a goat dick.
Now, to be absolutely fair, you know, in his country, they ban a lot of things. In the country, not his country.
His country, but the country he's people off roofs.
The country he's in, no, that one. The country he's in right now is very strict on a lot of adult material. I'm not going to say which one, but the country he's in right now is very strict on a lot of adult material. I've seen it, a lot of it banned on GOG, a lot of it banned, like certain countries, if you live in this area, you cannot get adult material unless you use a VPN. So they're very, very strict on that kind of content. And so, you know, when I talk about the games and stuff like that, he brings up Pornhub. He's like, well, you could just go to Pornhub.com. I was like, yes, but I'm not interested in it, and I can't go to it anyway because it's banned in my country. Not country, but banned in my state.
Well,
it's
going to soon probably be banned in the country because all the pedophilia.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. But he was just giving me, it's like, you can go there. But, see, the thing is, I don't go there for that. Like, a lot of you guys know that I'm interested in the stories and the, you know, the stuff like that. It's not just the sex. The sex is just part of it. Just like when I was watching Beyond the Valley of the Super Vixens last night. There's a lot more sex in that one than the other movies. But, oh my god, it's a comedy. Imagine if porn was funny. That's literally the best thing I can tell you about Beyond the Valley. Well, no, but I'm talking about imagine if they went out of their way to combine an 80s joke or an 80s comedy. Like hilarious 80s stereotypes and humor and over the top at that. And mix it with softcore and just some absolutely hilarious porn scenes.
I can't remember
funny porn. I'm laughing my ass off. And a lot of people, like, I guess maybe of his generation, they don't understand that because they didn't grow up in an era where they had, you know, stories and characters and stuff like that.
Well, they had stories.
Well, you know, no. I'm talking about stories and characters and stuff like that in adult entertainment. They were just like, okay, I'll go to Pornhub, I'll look at this scene, that scene, this scene, that scene, that scene. And yes, you're right, it's taken from different things, but it's missing the context that we had when we were younger. So they might get, and to be honest, if they were to look at the scenes in that movie, there's very few of them that they would be interested in because they're not hardcore scenes at all. I don't even think you see a penis in that movie, to be absolutely honest. I saw a vagina, but I didn't see a penis. So it's one of those...
Vaginas look a little bit better, I guess.
Well, I'm just saying that those...
Not all of them, but some of them.
But yeah, it's a little bit like that. And some of it was... Oh my god, the sex scene's just absolutely hilarious. And that's hard. I mean, that's hard for me to say because, you know, like a lot of people would look at, especially in today's modern generation, and go into this movie that was made in 1979, and they would go in there and they'd be like, oh my god, where is all the, you know, where's the hardcore, where's all the penetration, it wasn't a thing back then. And that's why when I come to this kind of material, or when I... Rather, let's phrasing, as they say, when I decide to enjoy this kind of material,
purveyor of porn.
Yes, I basically will look at it for the story content because that's something that I always grew up with. You know, when Pirates 2 had Stagnetti's Revenge, I wanted to watch the story scenes, even though the acting wasn't very good at all. Even though I will say one thing, the acting in the Russ Meyer films, it's real good. Really good. It's exactly what it needs to be. And, like I said, it's not something that you get nowadays. So his generation doesn't get that. They're like, okay, why could you look at this as anything other than porn? And I'm like, because I grew up in a generation where we had more than just the sexual, you know, the that sort of thing.
I will say I think there should be less porn, probably, because I feel like it's taking people's imaginations away, and imagination is really a large part of, you know, keeping your libido up. Once you numb yourself to that, mm-hmm. then you're just looking for the next thing and the next thing.
It's the same thing
that you're getting from a drug rush is dopamine. Just different way of...
Yeah, but I think there's a lot more to sex than just that physical attraction.
Well, you do a lot of stuff. Women, men exchange hormones. You know, women pair bond, but you know, the more people they have sex with, the less likely they are to bond.
That's true.
They don't bond. Like, it's kind of like chasing the high, except they're losing the ability to pair with people.
That's true.
Obsessed, but you know how it is when, like, new love and they're all about you. And,
yeah, I got you on that. Let me make sure we are recording.
There's so many things that you could do a whole episode on just that.
Oh, I know, and we have talked about that. Right. We did talk about that in the past. But, no, okay. So what I'm saying is basically this gentleman, I should call him an asshole or whatever, but anyway, this guy, like, you know, the two guys that I've had in here, they told me straight up, they're like, he hates you. And when we say he hates, we're not talking about, oh, this guy, you know, it's a joke. He's making fun of you. It's not... No, this man legitimately hated me. And, folks, he was calling me a real pedophile. We're not talking about, oh, you're a pedophile. We're like, no, this guy literally thought that I was going to harm children. And that really set me off. Like, that set... And we're not talking about, oh, he's laughing because I'm set off. No, this guy is literally telling me, come into voice chat. And the guys in the server, you know, they're watching this. And I understand exactly what they're trying to do. And I'm not saying that, you know, they're against me. I'm like, dude, no, they're trying to keep order in their server.
This isn't because... racist, but just to aggravate them, I'm just like, sorry, I only speak American.
Right. But what I'm saying is, they were trying to keep peace in their server. So he basically said, all right, so you can continue this in another place or DMs. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to sit and DM with this guy. And of course, he wants me to get in there. So, yeah, and you know what happens when I get in there? Two people will get in there, and there will be fucking...
They can't handle their own shit.
Well, I don't know about that. That might happen. That might have been what happened. But I will say there'd be a lot of shouting. This man's going to yell at me and call me a pedophile and stuff. I was called him an animal fucker. So here's the thing that got me all upset.
And he's like, I ain't even done that.
Here's the thing that got me all upset. Okay? So, basically, I posted Guar's Fucking an Animal, which is a classic little funny song. It's a hilarious song, and it was shock rock. It was, you know, just a funny little song that they do. Guard was known for shock rock. That's what their big thing was. And, you know, I posted in there, and all of a sudden, the main guy that runs the server is like, I don't want this bestiality shit in here. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking song. It's like on YouTube. Yeah, it's on YouTube. They're running around like anybody that's seen the song from Guar, Fucking an Animal. It's hilarious. It's a hilarious song. But, of course, you know, and I mean, Guar is like a metal band. I mean, they've done punk, they've done rock, they've done everything, but they did a lot of metal. They were on Metal Blade Records. Oh, they're still on Metal Blade Records. But, yeah, basically, like he said, it's like, what is this? I'm like, dude, you've never heard of Guar? He's like, I thought you were a metalhead. And he's like, oh, because I haven't heard a band that had 5 minutes of fame? Like, what do you mean 5 minutes of fame?
We're talking about the Muslim?
No. The guy that runs the server. Basically, he said, because they're a band that had 5 minutes of fame? I'm like, no, they haven't had 5 minutes of fame. This band is an art collective that came out of Richmond, Virginia in 1990. They put out their first record, Hello, which wasn't that good, but of course then they put out Scum Dogs of the Universe, and they put a bunch of other stuff. And their songs are really vulgar, you know, anti-religious, anti-everything. Oh. They were one of those bands that was just like, fuck everything, everybody needs to die. And it was all satire and craziness. It was supposed to be...
I can see how that could rub people the wrong way.
Well, the thing is, that was the reason why they did it. Because they were like a bunch of... Oh, man, their story is hilarious. Again, everything that was done by this guy by the name of Dave Brocky. Dave Brocky was in a band called Death Piggy. And there was a guy that was making a movie about some rock stars... about some aliens, basically, that came to Earth and they decided they would rather, like, do sex, drugs, and rock and roll instead of, you know... Uh-huh. And that's when the Scum... And the movie was going to be called Scum Dogs of the Universe. So, basically, that record became Scum Dogs of the Universe, which is a classic one. It's got some of the... Again, these are sleazy, crazy lyrics. These are the most fucking... I mean... And again, to anybody that doesn't understand it, it comes off really stupid, offensive. It's as offensive as anal cunt lyrics. Oh. And even the guy that did anal cunt was a really nice dude. Like, he was a really...
A lot of people have done that.
Well, no. I'm saying the guy that did anal cunt, he's actually a really good guy. Like, he was, like, he made songs with lyrics like, Hitler was right, and white women need, but, like, he did some really fucking, like, he did shit to piss people off. It's like, you're not pregnant, you're just fat, your kid has AIDS. Like, just stuff, like, to really piss people off. That was his point. But they also did something really weird. Because, you know, the music of Anal Cunt, see, it's grindcore. So you can't understand a word of it. And the lyrics don't make... The lyrics are never used in the songs. It's literally just a bunch of screaming. Like, there's not even any lyrics. It's just literal fucking noise. That was the idea of the band. However, they did this whole record where, if you look at the lyrics, it's all romantic love songs. And they did that just to fuck with people. They even wanted to fuck with their own fans. And even Slipknot had members that started out as one of these bands, because they started out in Anal Blast. And again, all these bands, you know, they are meant to fuck with people. That's the whole point. So the funny thing is, Gwar... They lasted a long time. They lasted through the Tipper Gore era. And you know what? When they had these guys on Jenny Jones, like, Brocky came out. And Brocky is a very... Well, was. He died of a heroin overdose. But he was a very, very, very smart guy. I'm talking about as far as his intelligence, like his book level. He had drug issues, for sure. But I've read an article from him that he'd written about going to Russia. And it read like something a professor would have written. Like, this man was very literate. He's very well read. And he's just... Well, I mean, he was self-aware of everything that he was writing about. You know, he understood what was going on with Gwar. And, you know, what it was supposed to be about. He's like, well, how can we upset these people? How can we upset these people? Like, that was literally what they were doing. And, of course, they would get all these artists from around the world to around Richmond, Virginia, around Virginia. You know, this all started in Virginia. But they'd have this huge art collective that they called the Slave Pit, and they'd gather all these people together to build props and costumes and everything else and just be creative. Because, you know, they were all people that didn't really have a whole lot going on in life. And it was a huge collective where they would stay there and eat there and just work on their art. And that's literally what built Gwar as this big business. You know, you had a guy that would work with the that would do the fake blood and, you know, the little blood hoses they spray all over the audience and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a show that they were putting on. So when they would kill famous celebrities and political figures and religious figures and everything, it was always, you know, like that's how that would do that. It was always a show that they put on. But that's just how they were. That's who they were. It was nobody above being offended when it came to Gloire. That was the whole idea. So anyway, you know, I've always been, you know, I've loved these guys for a long time. They were actually the big band that Beavis and Butthead was always into. Like in the Beavis and Butthead things, they always fucking loved Gloire. And they'd be like, Gloire, 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 you know. And of course, in the Sega Beavis and Butthead game, you actually had to get tickets to go to a Gloire show. That was the whole idea. If you got all your, you know, if you did everything, it was an adventure game, believe it or not, guys. You would be able to go to the Gloire concert. So, you know, Gloire was a big thing back then. It was a big part of the MTV generation. However, it went on further than that. Gloire got to the point where, you know, they made several movies. They put out 12 albums. They have done, let's see here. They've done, what was it? I said Jenny Jones, but then of course there was the times that odorous Dave Brocky himself was on Fox News. They literally had him on Fox News to talk about things at one time. Mm-hmm. He was on there. Yeah, he was on there as like a correspondent. And it was pretty crazy that they had him on. You know, they had him on there for that. Fuse would have him on there to talk about love. There's a lot of stuff that Brocky, you know, had done. And of course, you know, the band, it's a really tragic kind of thing. Because you had their guitarist during War Party. The newest, I can't remember his name, he's a young guy. This man was a virtuoso. He was an amazing guitarist. He was a guitarist that nobody thought Gloire was going to get. When Gloire was going metal and was going to really stick to that metal image when they put Violence Has Arrived out, and I think it was 01. No, it wasn't 01. It was 06 they put out that record. I think it was that. I can't remember exactly, but it might have been 01. I can't remember what year that came out. But anyway, when Violence Has Arrived came out, that's when they were like, okay, we're going to be metal. We've done all the other stuff. You know, they put out some really punk stuff. Like, I don't know, they put out, what was it, Preschool Prostitute. You know, funny shit like that. But then after that, they went into, like, full-on metal. And after that, Violence Has Arrived, of course, you had War Party. And War Party was all about the war in Iraq and Iran. Iraq and Afghanistan, rather. Sorry, guys. So, that's when he really showed his chops. And he fucking shredded that goddamn record. That record is amazing. There's so many awesome songs. And then they put out their Live from Mount Fuji concert, which was a fucking amazing show. They just, hearing that man live was great. And I think he did a few more. Yeah, they did, what was it? What was the one that Gloire went to hell? They did that one. And then they did Lust in Space. And then after Lust in Space, they did Battle. Lust in Space. And then he died of a drug overdose. That guitarist. So, I don't know if Brocky had anything to do with that, but I'm thinking he did. And I think that, I mean, I'm not saying for sure, but I'm thinking he did because, of course, Brocky had a real bad heroin habit. Yeah. And that guitarist died of, I believe, I'm not sure if it was a heroin overdose or something, but he died of that. And then, of course, they did Battle Maximus as a tribute because he was Philatus Maximus. That was the name that he used. So they put out that record, and that last song was literally Dave talking to, you know, the guy, talking about, you know, they basically made a story up to where he had to go to another planet. You know, they wanted to make it work within the mythos. So that's how they did that. But then after you had that, Brocky himself died of a heroin overdose. And then, of course, you had, and I got to see it, the funeral show. And that was really hard for me to watch. I got to see it live. That was the only GWAR show I've ever been to. And I never got to see them with Brocky live, which is something I'll regret for the rest of my life. But I got to see them with Blothar, Michael Bishop. And, you know, he does a very good job. I have no problem with GWAR, you know, the way they sound now. But, you know, Michael Bishop, he's been continuing it. He's trying to, you know, keep the memory going. Even though a lot of people say it died with Dave Brocky, you know, we're talking about a band that's gone on for a long time. And to watch that GWAR documentary that they put out called Let There Be GWAR, that was really hard when people started dying. And you saw the genuine emotion. You saw these guys behind the mask, you know. They didn't have the costumes, the great big, you know, monster costumes and suits that they wear. You saw the people, and you saw them generally, you know, coming to terms with the grief. And it was hard for me to watch. It was hard for a lot of people to watch. Because they weren't sure if they were going to do it anymore after Brocky died. And it was Blothar, Mike Bishop, who actually did the vocals, the clean vocals on The Road Behind. He's the one that actually decided to bring it back together. And he said, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be Blothar. I'm going to come back and take Odorous's place. I'm going to, you know, do this thing new. So they did that. And I got to see that show. It was great. It was hard to watch because, again, they tried to show that, of course, he's just in another dimension and they can't get to him, which is kind of true in a way. And they gave Dave Brocky a literal Viking funeral in his costume. So they put him in his Odorous Orungus costume. They put him out on a boat, and they literally set it on fire during a barbecue. And it was really, really good. All the fans got to see it. So, yeah, this is a big thing. GWAR was really a big community. It's not just a band that had 5 minutes of fame. In 5 minutes of fame is not even... That's not even accurate. We're talking about a band that was around past the MTV era. You know, they were still making videos, still relevant, still doing shows. They did the Ozfest. They did the big old, you know, any kind of big tour you could see. They were on. No, they did all those tours. They toured with Slipknot. They toured with all these other bands. They were a band that was just willing to go out there and continue working hard and do the things that bands do. That's what they loved. Music was their passion. And they've done it for, I mean, let's see. It started in 1990. They're shit from 89. But it started in 90 and we're in 2024. So that's been a number of years.
Yeah.
That band's been around for a very long time. So for a band that had 5 minutes of fame, they've been around for a long goddamn time. But, so yeah, just not knowing who GWAR is really just fucking struck me. That was almost the point where I was like...
You just said they don't know what shit is over there.
This guy's in America. This is the guy that runs the server.
Oh.
Yeah, he's from America.
I don't know who the guy
is. I know you probably don't know the band that well either. But this guy was, you know, more into metal. Maybe it's the fact that I was more into like the core part of metal. Like these guys, you know, when they talk about metal, they talk about maybe like Slipknot, Tool, stuff like that. Like that's okay. But, you know, when we're talking about some of the stuff that I listen to, it's a little bit different. Like, a lot of guys are like, oh yeah, we listen to the same stuff you do. No, I don't think you do. It's not that I don't listen to the same things they do, because I do listen to a lot of the music they do, but I also listen to a lot of the music they don't. And that's just part of me discovering fucking everything and just listening to every goddamn piece of metal that I can possibly get my hands on. That was just me. I wanted to hear everybody's everything. I wanted to hear all the different genres, all the different styles. You know, that's where I found all these amazing bands, you know, all these classic bands. And I was like, oh, okay, this one's awesome, this one's awesome, you know? And that's when they're like, hey, you know a lot about this shit. Why don't you review records? And I did for 10 years. I reviewed thousands of records for 10 years. And it's just like, so maybe it's me. Maybe it's the fact that I expect everybody to know. But, you know, I figure as big a band as Gwar is, you know, and as notorious as they are, I figured a lot of metalheads would kind of know, you know, something about them. Especially since they have played with Slipknot, they have played with, you know, some of these other, you know, bands like Trivium and Disturbed, some, you know, stuff like that. They've been on those shows, they've been in those festivals. They've been around the world. So they're not just some band that was popular in the 90s and that was about it. No, they're still going strong.
Yeah,
and, well, yeah, not really, because this is just, yeah.
Just chattering.
Yeah, but anyway, like, I mean, I just really want people to know, and when I look at bands like that, like Gwar, and then, of course, I talk about the Grindhouse stuff, which is a lot, Gwar is so influenced by that shit, so influenced by Grindhouse. And then, of course, you've got the, the shock value, which is what we like to do. See, I posted a shock article of, and we were basically going to cover it. It was basically about this woman that was like wanting to be a living baby and suck on a bottle and all this shit. Now people are paying her. It's a shock article.
You're actually doing that.
I know, you're supposed to laugh at it. It's funny. But they were like, oh, well, nobody, this news isn't going to interest anybody. I was like, oh, I didn't know you guys wanted just serious news here. Because it just said news. It didn't say, like, it didn't say, oh, serious news or regular news. And they're like, oh, that needs to go in, like, another section. I'm like, okay, well, they need to just specify that, you know. So, of course, you know, it got to the point where I was just like, okay, this kind of sucks. Because I'm like, okay, I couldn't post certain things. Like, it was getting to that point where I'm like, okay, I don't care. I don't want to just post because I know that's not my server. I mean, everybody left mine, but basically, not everybody. I know there's still a few people. But basically what I'm saying is I posted some memes and all of a sudden they wanted to time me out. I'm like, okay. So if you're going to time me out and treat me like a kid, you know, and you don't have any respect for me, regardless of a lot of these people, you know, they were in my server and I gave them a place to hang out and talk and all that sort of thing. And I guess the other guy's cooler now. I don't know. I guess the other dude's cooler now.
I think if on my server and they came on, like, trying to take it over, like, get the fuck off.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
They left it and went to his server because he was making this other server and he was like, oh yeah, you know, come to my server and all that kind of thing. And
Muslim server?
The guy who owns this server is an American. He's Southern guy.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to say where he's from, but he's from the South, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, like I said, the thing that really got to me, though, is they're saying, oh, the reason why I don't like this guy is because he calls me out on my degeneracy. And I'm like, well, frankly, I don't want people judging me for that, honestly. Because I'm going to be the kind of person I am. That's the truth. I am the kind of person I am. I'm not going to change it. People think that, you know, oh, I was different maybe back in the early days. No, I guarantee I'm still playing the same game, still watching the same movies, still listening to the same music. Nothing has fucking changed. If they didn't like me, if they don't like me now, they wouldn't like me before, I guess, if they knew everything. Maybe I've revealed too much. But at the same time, if you can't be yourself, what the fuck is the point?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And the problem is, and like the other guy said, they were looking for another locale. They're like, oh, okay, that guy that we were into, he's no longer, you know, big in drama on the internet. So we got to find somebody else. Yeah. And that's what they found. They found, okay, it's easy to lolcow the degenerate because he's the degenerate. We know he's the degenerate. So we're going to fuck with him and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, the whole time the guy's like, oh, yeah, we're not your fans. We're your friends. I'm like, hold on, though. I thought that friends were fans.
I'd say, why are you baiting the Muslim to come on there and start all this shit?
No, I don't know if they are, because honestly, it was in a voice chat and I wasn't listening, so I don't know what was said.
Well, it almost sounds like, oh, we're going to pit him against him.
Well, no, me and that guy had already had it out for each other. Like, again, me and him and that Muslim guy didn't get on well because of what I told you. So, and this is basically over a damn game that I got. He's like, oh, you play these kind of games,
don't watch it if you don't like it.
Well, no, it's not that. He didn't like the fact that I like those kinds of games. He's like, oh, if you like those kinds of games, you must be, you are a real pedophile. Like, this dude was giving me literal leftist behavior where they say, oh, if you like this, then you
they
must
try
be
to
in
label you.
Yeah,
kind of like how they label Republicans cake white supremacists, mm-hmm. and all that, even though Democrats were the start of the KKK.
Absolutely. So I mean, the thing is, this guy, you know, me and him, we got on into it, and oh yeah, we got it. I mean, it got pretty heated. And I said, look, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm done talking with you. It's like, just pretend I'm not here. And, you know, I thought that would have been the end of it. But then, you know, when I started posting some memes and stuff like that, they're like, okay, we're going to start timing you out or something. Like, what the fuck?
What?
And finally, I got to the point where I'm like, okay. First of all, one thing I don't like about that server is they changed my name. Because I always use the Grimlord, that's my name in every fucking server that I'm in. And everybody else got to keep their name, but they changed my name, and they were calling me, like, Little Grimothy or whatever, instead of, like, Little Timothy. I was like, oh, he doesn't know better. He's retarded. And I'm like, okay, so just completely destroy everything I fucking stood for and make me out to be a mockery.
That sounds like you're hanging around the wrong crowd.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It kind of does, doesn't it? Because, you know, the people here that watch the content...
Friends don't do that horse shit.
And again, there was some guys... I mean, look. There were some guys that honestly said, look, I'll make fun of the degeneracy and joke around. But I don't take it that far as what some of the other guys are doing. They literally would say, some of these guys are taking it way too far. Like, there's guys in there that have been on here. And they're like, man, I'll vouch for you. I understand what's going on, you know. And some of these guys are taking it just way too fucking far. And they pushed me. Because I'm saying, look, you gotta understand. This man is literally calling me a pedophile. He's not just internet calling me one. He's literally saying, I believe you to be someone to harm children. Oh, and that right there is a fucking bridge I will not... Like, I will not cross that goddamn bridge. That's one thing where I'm like, uh-uh. No. That's my fucking boundary.
Religion has anything about not judging others before you...
I don't know, but...
That's a big thing about Christianity. You're not really meant to be judging juries. You know.
Well, see, generally, the guy, like... A lot of people I know, even my good Persian friend, they've got this real, like, strict kind of... Like, they have just a sort of nature about them. I've noticed this with a lot of people of Arabic descent in general. And it's just how they are. They can get really fiery about something. Like, really fiery. And I don't mean necessarily, like, you know... Like, they'll say something that's just like, oh my god.
They get heated.
Yeah, they get really heated. They got more of a temper.
Or they have...
They get really heated when it comes to a certain subject. And this gentleman in particular, he got very heated about this subject. So, you know, when it came to degeneracy or anything like that, he went to all the outrage culture and all the other crazy things that they'd been ingesting on the internet. Yeah. And he's wanted to put one with the other. Oh, because you like this, you must like this, you know, because that's just the way that, you know, some people are.
Usually the person calling out that stuff is probably the one.
Now, see, I said that, but of course he would say, oh, and then he would try to turn it back on me. It's one of those where they would just turn. Yeah, it would just.
Pedo would say, yeah, no, not me.
Yeah, it would. Like I said, they try to find. They would find. He would find a way to turn it back on me and turn it back on me.
He'd be ready to hang himself after I got done fucking with him.
I'm sure. But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, I'm not real good at these insults and stuff. No. Like, I'm not. And, I mean, I just straight up said, look, I'm not good at... And, of course, I understand that the guy that was really trying to manage the server and try to keep the peace on things, he was basically like, look, you know, what we want you to do is when we make the jokes, we want you to kind of take the piss. Which basically means... You know, if we're saying something...
We want you to go along with
it. Yeah, you go... It's not like it's a big deal. Like, well, we don't really hate you. We're just
calling
fucking
a
with...
Pedos.
But no, they weren't doing that. They were doing gay. Like, and they were doing, oh, you're gay. And of course, I even talked to one of the guys, and he's like, man, I was literally just trying to find memes that would go along with the thing. And it was just, like I said, it's just something they were doing for fun. See, one of the things I didn't really like about the servers had this high school mentality, where they were all just kind of...
The cool kids in the room, and then there's the loner.
No, not that. It just, like, everybody was kind of, like, it was more immature. Like, it didn't feel like if I go in some other servers.
There could be a bunch of young kids in there you don't really.
Well, no, I know that. No, I know pretty much the ages of everybody. I mean, yes, there are some younger guys in their 20s, but for the most part, yeah, there's some guys in their 30s and stuff like that.
If you hang out online all the time, you don't really grow.
I don't really know. Like, I don't want to judge anybody and say that they're online all the time and all that, because I really don't know. Well, like, I don't really understand.
A lot of people that do that kind of stuff online, they're actually very weak in real life. They probably... It's probably like the whole bullies back in the day, and then you find out their parents beat the shit out of them.
Right.
Every day,
well, so they take to it be out on someone fair, else. Like, I don't want to say anything, because that guy... Like, even, I can't say anything really too rough about him, because, yes, he did some kind of stuff that I don't agree with, but at the same time, yeah, he has been through a lot of shit in his life.
Oh, well,
he has been through, I know that, but
no
he's...
No excuse to be an asshole, I've been through a lot of shit, don't say me.
I know that, but I think a lot of them are kind of upset because I stopped... coming in there and hanging out and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
if you're the only one getting all the horse shit...
Right.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, oh, we don't have no one to have as a punching bag no more. This sucks. What do you do?
Well, see, the thing is...
What, was it not fun? We calling them gay and all this?
Right.
And a pedo? I thought everybody loved that. But,
right.
I'm like... No.
Right. Like, I can go on other servers, and you don't get that. Like, there's other servers I'll go into, and it's more, like, there's discussion and debate, but it's not that. It's not that sort of thing. It's more, like, there's one server I'm in particularly, where I go in there, and, you know, I'll have a talk, and it's a completely different situation. Like, there's not a lot. I mean, memes are in there every once in a while. Like, I'll post some things. But for the most part, it's just a lot of, you know, regular discussion. And when I go in some other ones, like maybe the GOG server, that's, you know, more discussion. And, like, Zoom server or even, you know, I mean, you'll have, like, some of maybe the anime weeb ones or the hentai weeb ones. You'll have some stuff like that. But even there, like, I don't see the, like... People don't really do that. Like, they don't do what they were doing to me. Like, even in the crazy weeb hentai servers, they don't do that. I haven't seen it. Because I've been, you know, I've been in there, I've looked at the conversations. And people make jokes and things, but it's not to that level.
Yeah.
And it's like just
one and done. It ain't just constant.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it felt like dogpiling in a way.
I know when someone's railroading you, that
does seem what like they're doing. Yeah, that does seem like that.
Well, they just say it's to have fun. Well, if you're the only one being picked at, then fuck them. They're lying, hoping that you'll.
And the one thing is, even if they were just joking around, the fact of the matter is that one guy wasn't, and that's something that really should have been addressed because they took his side, which is really crazy.
They punish you for him being a cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely the thing. They punished me for him acting really out of character. And they're like, oh, well, you know, he's the guy that always says something when they're not supposed to. That's what they said. Like, he's the one that will say, no, don't say that, and he'll say it anyway. It's like, well, maybe that's somebody that needs to be, you know, talked to. Like, I wouldn't allow stuff in my server if somebody... See, TFM had this one guy in his server, and he would come in and say these really retarded things, like really horseshit things. And TFM would say, look, if you're going to come in here and say stuff like that, you know, you're going to have to, like, I don't want it. He didn't want a lot of drama. And that's one of the problems with that particular server is it was drama. And it's not that I have anything against the people in there in general. It's just that when they got in there.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, like that, right.
Oh, they're lucky it's not in person because I guarantee you they wouldn't say it to your face.
Yeah.
Because they're a bunch of cunts. Little bitches.
Right. But to be fair, not everybody in there was doing it.
Oh, they feel awful brave online.
I know that. When
it comes up face to face, they back the fuck down.
But to be fair, not everyone was doing it. It was just, not everyone was doing it. It was, you know, there were a lot of people in there that were...
How many people out of how many
There's not that many people
in there. Just a round guess.
Just a few. Just a few.
What, three or more?
Well, I'm not saying... Well, to be absolutely fair, in that particular place, there was only really the same group of people. Like, even in the voice chat, it was only, like, really the same group of people. Every once in a while, you'd have somebody that doesn't come in, but the regulars would always, you know, just chat. And that was one of the other things I didn't really care for, because, like... I know why that happened. Like, I'm not gonna say anything bad about that. I don't like that people actually left my server. You know, and when I had to do live stuff by myself, it was kind of sucky. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that no more. But I will say, though, that, you know, The fact of the matter is, one thing that I liked about that, the other server that we were all in, even though we can't do it anymore because of the things that happen, so it's one of those things that cannot be, and it's unfortunate because other assholes on the internet ruin it for everybody. Let's just say that. There's as much as those guys might be being assholes, in your opinion, the guys that caused this all to happen in the beginning... And it's none of those guys in that server, by the way. The guys that caused this to happen, they're even bigger assholes. And they're some of the biggest assholes on the planet Earth. And they're anonymous assholes. Nobody knows who they are.
Well, that's because they're scared.
Yes.
They would, like I said, they would not dare do that to anybody.
Yes, they almost got hands for real.
Oh.
So, anyway, I mean, like I said, they're ones that they would get hands for real. But what I'm saying here is the old place where we all used to hang out, yes, it did have some people that were part of the major assholes, and we didn't know about it, right? But the thing is, there were a lot of people there with all kinds of different values and beliefs. There were people there, you know, posting every kind of thing. You know, it was a much larger area. There was a lot more people. So there was, you know, I mean, there was a lot of I was one of the regulars, you know, I would come in and talk and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, there was just a lot more going on. It was bigger. There was a lot. I mean, there's more conversation going on, basically. There's more than just, I mean, I use that server a lot, and I posted a lot of things, and I don't know if they loved them or hated them or what, but, you know, just like I would use the other server a lot. And people didn't have a problem with it because, you know, a lot of people didn't have issues with my posts and that sort of thing. It was just a lot of talking. There was really no big major issues in that server.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems with that one. Unfortunately, yes, the fuck shit happened and that server is no longer a thing. And because of that, a lot of the rest of the internet fragmented. So it just left it as like a small little hideaway, you know, for just a few people. And I'm like, well, I mean, I guess if you want to have a little closed group, that's fine. But, you know, when I started this, like, I originally, like, one of my kind of goals was to have a larger kind of server with a bunch of different people with different kind of values. But we're understanding of my content, you know. Basically, maybe you're not like 100% on this and that, but you know my content, you understand my content, you understand why that server exists.
You know, Muslim religion in general is not one of those.
I know
we
that.
Can work together.
Oh, I know that, but we're not talking about the Muslim. We're talking about...
But I thought that was the whole...
No, thing. I mean, we're not talking about the Muslim here. This has nothing to do with that. He was in my server for a brief amount of time. Very brief amount of time. But what I'm saying is my content has always been kind of degenerate. So I'm saying when I did my server, I was basically saying that, yeah, a bunch of people could come in with different values, but you got to understand we are kind of degenerate here. We do adult content here. And I guess some of them are kind of mad that I don't do as much red pill content. And the reason why I don't do all the red pill content, I've talked about it, is because as TFM and as everybody else has talked about, you get tired of doing the red pill content. You just can't do the red pill content forever. We said all we need to say. The red pill content, nothing has been said new in the red pill community for so long that women can now take the script from the manosphere and basically regurgitate it and get all these simps. Oh, look, it's a hot woman saying the same thing. I only post that shit in the hopes that it'll attract some guys to some information. Hey, look at this woman saying this. Maybe this information will get through to you. Maybe a man can't do it. Maybe a woman can.
Yeah.
So that's what I do with that. But yeah, originally that was my thing. I mean, yeah, we hadn't always been Grimm's Hentai Corner, but at the same time, we weren't always going to be the whole red pill thing. And even so, there were some critiques that, first of all, one, I'm a jack of all trades. And I say, all right, so here's the reason why I do that. It gets boring doing the same content every single day, day in and day out. So that's why we not only have different days where we do content, but we have different months where we do content. So, right now, we're doing kind of our warm-up in, you know, jack-off January. But when we get to the waifu month of February, you know, Valentine's Day, waifu month, we're going to be going more into anime and hentai eroge stuff. We're going to go back into that. So, it's going to be kind of like Animagust. And I know people, not everybody likes that, but if, as long as we continue our visual, our adult novels, like Being a Dick and stuff like that, they'll still be here. But yeah, it's going to bring a lot more people into the hentai and eroge part of it because that's what waifu month is about. It's about waifus. So we'll have stuff like that. And we probably will have some premieres because, you know, sometimes they release games around that time. Matter of fact, we got Holy Sisters Academy coming out on January the 30th. So that will definitely be a game we'll be playing. Grim also got a new graphics card. Yeah, I got a 4060. Yeah, I only run 1080p, guys. Bite me. So, yeah, it's going to be a badass graphics card. It was quite a bit of money. Quite a bit of money. And it should be coming in on Wednesday. So, I'm going to put it in there, give it a shot, and we'll be able to record video at 60 frames per second instead of 30. Yes, all my videos being recorded at 30 because 60 is too much. But it'll make some of my games look better. And it's got RTX. I have an RTX card finally, so I can use this ray tracing shit and see how good Cyberpunk looks at that level. Now, they are saying with some tweaks you can run in 2X and 2K and 4K gaming, but I don't really want to do that. I'm fine with 1080p. Batman looks okay. I don't need him to look so real that I might lose track of reality. Oh, hey, Batman, you look pretty real over there. But like I said, 80s guy, still not used to all this super ultra visuals. Still a little bit on me. Cyberpunk was kind of a shock at first because I was like, oh my god, look how real it looks. I'm just not used to that. But renders might look better when we do the AVN games. I can't 100% assure you of that, but it's also future-proof, so it'll last 1080p for a while. I may upgrade later, like another couple years later to another card, but right now my 4060 is pretty much what a 2080 used to be, which is fine, because I'm basically going up from a 1660 to a 2080, which is good. That's going to be, that's a significant jump. It'll be able to run a lot of the games. So I am doing that, and I'm really pleased to announce that. But, since we're doing the Waifu Wednesday thing, and we're doing more Waifu Wednesday. Waifu February, since we're doing that Waifu Month thing. Yeah, we're going to do more of those hentai and eroge type games. We're going to finish Discipline and maybe work into Great Deceiver. And, of course, Holy Sisters Academy, if I really, really dig it. Depends on what I really dig and what you guys really dig. Because if you guys are hitting something up with a lot of, you know, basically I get a lot of hits on a video. I'm like, oh, they really like this. I see you guys actually like some of that, Yeah. Because I see you guys like that, There was the pirate and the Scylla one, but there's also another one with, I think you're like a Japanese. Oh, there's the Spider Girl and the Cyclops, another one. You guys like that. You hated the Lamia. There was only 40 hits and nobody gave a shit about that. But there's over 100 on the other two, so I'm like, oh, okay, they want that. So I'll give them that. You'll definitely get more of that, and I'll be checking.
No, they don't want it if they hadn't seen it.
Well, no, it's there. It's there. Like, the ones that have watched that, basically, I do previews. So if people like the previews, that shows me what I need to put on the channel. Yeah. So basically, they'll be like, here's a preview of these three games. Which one of the three do you guys like the most? Two of them got about the same amount of hits, and one of them just got a low amount of hits. So I'm like, ooh, they don't really like that. So we'll give them... Yeah. And none of them had hentai scenes in them. So that's a really good way to tell. Because sometimes if it has a hentai scene, they'll high mark it because it has that hentai scene. But if it doesn't, then I'm like, okay, I know they like this and this as the aesthetic. So we're going to do those. So we will be doing those. And we're also... But once again, let me get back to what I was saying. The reason why I do this is so I don't get fucking bored. That's the thing. It's not me wanting to do the same kind of content over and over and over again. I don't want to be bored. I want to do something different all the time. That's why we have the Mondays where we do the AVNs. Still going to do the AVNs on Mondays. Still going to bring you Lust Theory and that other shit. And then, of course, there's Tuesday where we do the Hentai Eroge. Wednesday's comics. Wednesday's always comics. And then Thursday is AVN as well, and Friday's the show where we do more AVN. Now, the changes in Waifu Month is that we're going to do the Monday AVNs as normal because I couldn't stop those. The Tuesday hentai, the Wednesday comics, the Thursday hentai, and the Friday is going to be the regular old show, and then Saturday, of course. I don't know. We'll see what I'll do with that. Usually I just play a game and get that ready for our Grim Plays segment. So if you like that Grim Plays segment, we do that. And Sunday, I don't know. Maybe we can bring back Evenickel. I'm okay with it. I mean, it's Waifu Month next month. Why not? More Evenickel. You guys like it? I see the hits. So we can do that too. So, yeah, guys, I want to do different things every month and every day. I want to be a jack of all trades because I get fucking bored doing the same thing over and over. If doing something different makes me look forward to each day of content, because I know I'm going to make content, but knowing that I don't have to make the same content makes it fun, because I never know what to expect. Like tomorrow, like next week, we're doing Spawn, and then we're gonna do Evil Ernie or something, some Chaos Comics on the week after, and then we'll be back with the boys again. And again, I anticipate this stuff because I want to read it, I want to check it out too. It's not just you guys. A lot of you guys think it's just I'm doing this just for you. No, a lot of this stuff is stuff I was going to do anyway. It's just the fact that I get to share it with you guys that makes it special.
Yeah.
So, this is, instead of me just going in here reading the comic to myself on a little pad, I can read it to you and do the voices, and that's fun for me. That adds another layer of enjoyment, you know? And of course, there's, you know, the AVNs. I mean, maybe it's good to not do them all in one thing. Maybe it's good to do pieces because it makes you anticipate the next part. Anticipation is good. I think it's something that we've lost in society with binging things. Oh, I watched all of so-and-so. Yeah, but it doesn't get you talking. You know, that's what I like. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next.
Oh, well, you know, TV media is kind of...
I know.
Gone. But yeah, I remember, you know, Friends, or... any action Flash, the TV series?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be at school talking about that with other friends and all that.
Shit. Go back to Power Rangers on that. But yeah, that's why I do this. Because it's fun for me and it's fun for you guys. And I also anticipate the games we're going to play on Grim Blaze. I didn't expect myself to spend 3 hours on that damn Angel at Dust, though. My God, that game is good. It's one of those games that you just have to get me off. I can't get started on it because as soon as I get started on it, I know I'm going to spend like another couple hours because I got to get all the way to that fucking Angel. I got to beat the Angel of Eternity. As soon as I beat the Angel of Eternity, I've beaten the strongest boss in the whole damn game. And I probably have to have real strong weapons for that. But... I'm getting real close to it. I love that fucking game. Of course, there's Momodora. I still got to play that. But that's on my own time because I already previewed it. But I got other stuff. Like, there's a game I just got today, which looks really fun. And I can't wait to show you guys. So we'll be showing you guys that on Saturday. And there's so much more. Remember, all the games I get are DRM free. And, by the way, Future Fragments releases on February the 22nd on Steam. He did say it would be maybe a couple days later he'll try to get it on other platforms. And he says, I want this shit to be like Skyrim. I want it everywhere. So, we want it everywhere. By the way, they're making it safe for work mode, so you can play it speedrun. And, you want to, because this game looks like it's going to be the biggest adult game of the fucking year. Oh my God, dude. 25 hours of voice acting. That's
a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. 25 hours of voice acting, 150 CG scenes. There's several sex scenes, all voiced. Every single sex scene is voiced. Fully voiced.
Is it in yet?
Oh, well, I don't know. They're, you know. The fucking character you play as is gonna moan and all this shit because they literally picked the voice actors to do all that. So, but it's not just a sex game though. Remember, this is a game where your choices actually fucking matter. There's 40 endings. 40 endings. And each one depends on what choice you make.
Yeah.
If you choose to kill an NPC, because you can do that. He said you can literally kill an NPC, but if you do, it might affect you. It might affect something. So, he said, look, there's two ways you can play the game. You can skim the surface of the game, not really look at too much of it. Or, you can dig deeper in and find the mystery in the game. There's 50 different weapons in the game. They're all mix and match. Also, you have 5 levels, big, expansive levels, and 6 major bosses. So, it's coming pretty soon, guys, and it should be on everything. I've talked to him about GOG. A lot of people have talked to him about GOG. I've tried to talk to him about Zoom. We're trying to get it. He said he wants it on everything. He's really, really big about having everybody play it. And dude's such a hard-working dude. He's worked on this game for 9 years. So I'm really, really excited to just be able to talk about a final for this game. I'm going to be playing the hell out of it, guys. We're going to have it on Grim Plays. We're going to have it on a lot of footage. I might even switch my footage over for these games to it within reason. Especially if that Safe for Work version comes out. Because he says he's going to make it where it's for speedrunners. Oh, they also want to make a level editor. Yes, you'll be able to make your own fucking levels in the game. That is sweet. People are going to make their own boards. It's going to be really, really cool. I expect this to be a big thing in the adult community. Now, I know Fear and Hunger is the GOAT right now, but I don't think it's going to be the GOAT for much longer when Future Fragments comes out, because it is a legitimate, like, holy shit, this is a game, but this is an adult game too. And I don't know how people are going to take it. By the way, he's even saying he's got console plans. Yes! He wants to try to get it on the Nintendo Switch as a Safe for Work version. And on the PlayStation as a Safe for Work version. So I'm pushing for it. This is definitely something that needs to happen. So at any rate, with that final announcement, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on the Grim Rant Show. And we'll actually have some articles next time. I really just didn't feel like doing articles. Sometimes I don't feel like doing articles, but I'll definitely roll them out next week. We'll get them ready. But this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. I'll see you next time.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.